Media is present and accounted for. All board members are present, accounted for. According to our attorney, we can go ahead and have a roll call and get this moving a little bit faster than we anticipated. So, roll call, Ms. Ford.
Chairman Holland.
Here.
Vice Chairman Jones.
Here.
Mr. Gallo.
Here.
Mrs. Lou.
Here.
Mrs. Robinson.
Here.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Tuckerman.
Here.
Mrs. Thurman.
Here.
Mr. Gangay.
Here.
Mr. Anderson.
Here. Okay, thank you. Now, all present, accounted for. Dr. McDay, we would like to hear a recommendation from the administration. Please, sir.
So what I've given you folks, I think I've given everyone a copy of it, folks. What this is an additional 20 owners and operators. So it's not just, I don't buy a bus and run the drive. It's 20 owner operators. Make sure that's clear to you. With full benefits, taking out 20 routes from Durham, that's the total cost at the bottom. Talked to Jason, taking retirement out, dropped it to 1.2, dropping the daily rate even more, and Jason, and this, I'm not holding Jason too best, this was just he and I talking. We dropped it to 320. We got it without benefits, was 771,000. Then we dropped it to 304 without benefits and got it down to 508,000. Wanted you to have something to look at and go by.
Say the one more time.
Okay, sorry. So, 69 drivers without benefits dropped it to 1.2 million.
Without any benefits, so just without retirement.
Without retirement, sorry.
Without retirement.
They would still have medical and life. Then we dropped the pay, the daily pay down. We dropped it to 320. It got it to 771,000 additional. And we dropped it to 304 without any benefits, without retirement.
That was actually with benefits, I think.
Yes.
They just dropped it to 174 daily.
The 771,000 was with benefits, dropping it to 320,000. Sorry.
$320 a day.
$320 a day.
With benefits.
With benefits.
With benefits.
Gotcha.
Without retirement. Yeah.
With no retirement.
I've scribbled all over this paper. I'm trying to decipher what I wrote. Now, I knew what I wrote when I wrote it. Now, no.
Say that again.
Yes, sir. Sorry. Here we go. 1.2 million if you drop retirement with 69 full-time contractors.
And injury benefits.
That's with full benefits.
Okay.
Yes. Without retirement.
Dropping it $320 a day, full benefits, gets it down to 771,000. Drop it down to 304 without benefits, gets it to 508,000.
Well, that's with benefits.
304 is without benefits. 598 would be with them. Sorry, I don't have access to a printer, so we had to. I had to use that new Mac.
Everything we have additional cost 1.2 million. Everything.
Yes.
When you drive.
And what we'll do is Ben will get this in a sheet like you have in front of you with the different scenarios and get it sent to you. Sorry that we couldn't do that here, but we couldn't do that here.
Are you showing us on this spreadsheet that if you drop 20 routes from Durham, that the offset is 1.6 million from the current contract?
No, that's the total increase.
Increase.
20 additional contractors, full benefits. Now, I think I've made it about as, I think I've muddied the water almost as much as I can. So this is the Durham cost here.
Okay, so that would be...
The 1.1 million would be taking 20 routes from Durham. So we subtracted that off, Here's the additional cost, up here is the additional cost for the contractors, full benefits, 20 extra contractors. And then you come down to Durham cost is 1.38. When you take that off of the 2.7, you come up with 1.6. That's how we got 1.6. Make sense?
Yes. But obviously, the more we come, if we go down, we can take that off that bottom.
Yes.
Right, so that's why we, that's why I pulled Jason out and we went out and gave different scenarios trying to.
But I can't see that we're gonna have 69, right now we just have 49.
Correct.
You're saying to add 20, I don't think we're gonna get 20 brand new drivers.
You don't think we'll get it?
Now, the bus drivers that we have, the 49 that we have, will buy more buses if we let them buy three.
Yes.
So we're not gonna get 20 more people to come in and be initial.
Startup.
Startup operators. So I think that's not even a good number right there, and I think that's gonna make a huge difference. If we allow the current contract drivers we have now, which is 49, to buy maybe, say, we say three more buses. I say, he says up to 25, 30, I say up to 50. But you know, and then until we can, because I think that number's huge, and I don't know about the retirement.
When I talked to the drivers the other day, you know, one of the questions I had was how many more owner operators, and they said between 15 and 20, that's why I came up with that number of 20. So that number may have gone down since that day. I don't know. I didn't ask Jason that just a minute ago, but they said between 15 and 20, they thought they could get owner operator additions.
Oh, and we're going to allow them to buy three buses.
Let me ask a question. Are we going to give priority to the existing drivers adding additional routes, or are we going to give priority to
I think what you do first is you allow additional owner operators, and then you go by seniority and allow them to buy, Ron wants to buy three buses.
Pick up the routes that they buy.
Just one at a time.
One at a time,
right.
And then you go all the way down the list to come back and do it fair and to do it right.
I agree.
And talking to Jason, there are some bus drivers this year who are going to retire. And that will give some of the people that drive for Durham an opportunity to buy their bus and buy the route. Am I right in that?
That's correct.
So that will be a way that some other people can buy in because some of them.
Yeah.
How many are going to retire? Two, three, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, we have each and four, so I mean, it'll be, you know, quite
so
a few.
So that's the way maybe somebody else can buy in if they retire, they can buy their bus and buy their route. If they don't buy their seniority, they just.
So right now we're voting on the number addition, and then we're going to look at the benefit package and make a recommendation. Come back later on that. We're going to do it right now on the benefit.
I don't think you have to do the benefits now. What I need to do, I need to get an RFP out this week.
There you go.
I need to know how many routes I'm going to put that RFP.
That's what I thought too.
Whoever's going to bid on it. And I wasn't trying to muddy the water. I wanted you guys to understand what the cost would be if you got 20 more. And you can see what that would be kind of incremental if you go up from there. If you only have 49 owner operators and they're only hiring people out, there will be, this is not accurate.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to run numbers
this
by
you.
I wanted you to see, because this is what we talked to the owner operators about, and they said between 15 and 20 they thought they could get. So worst case scenario, here's 20.
Okay. So do I hear a motion that we add 20 to this number?
Do I have to wait until we make the motion and then have a discussion?
Yes, ma'am.
I move that we accept the plan that Mr. McDavid presented us today.
That's a motion. We hear a second.
I'm going to say.
Second. Ms. Galloway?
I want discussion.
Discussion.
I think we need more than 20 routes. I think if they can handle, you know, they thought they can handle. I would go have like 50, maybe even 40, something like that. But I think starting at 20 is just not. I think there's going to be a lot of contractors there that make another route. I'll split the difference. I'll say 50, and does the board member know why?
50 yet. And they won't add 51. Make 100.
No, right now, we're saying that we're gonna add 20, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, right, yeah, she said.
I said 50.
So that's the 40 now that we started.
I agree to amend my motion to allow 50.
Is that not the total amount we started?
No.
If they wanted to add 51, like total.
Well, why we vote on the motion, if we don't wanna do 20, then we'll do that. Cause I think 20's good. But here's the thing, if we have a discussion, let's just vote on it, we everybody's figured out a figure in your mind, what you think. Let's vote on it, and then if 20 doesn't pass, then we'll have another motion.
Maybe that.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your plan in your mind, is the idea that we do 20 now and then stair step that up?
Yes, I think that. I think you do that.
Do you have a sense of what would the increment be for the following year?
Well, see how this goes, and you may wanna go all in next year.
See, well, one of my situations, that was Chris, was where I got the son of the driver's not been driving in the Sunday.
Yeah, I'm worried about the inner city and the urban.
And so that would get us to get the driver in the inner city a whole lot quicker if we did more routes.
But I'm also worried about taking over our whole fleet, what happens to the drivers that have driven for us for years and dedicated.
But you're not able to buy.
And not able to buy, but could be a risk for losing their jobs, and then there's an economic hardship. I mean, I know this is the way the world works, I'm just concerned about that because we really do have some dedicated people, I mean.
Well, some of these drivers, believe, they don't need drivers for their buses, and they're looking at them, and they're probably even paying them more.
Right, and that's true, but we don't. We have no control of it.
I think, and I can probably negotiate this, and I don't wanna tell Jason Wells who he has to hire to drive a bus. But I can say, Jason, I wanna take care of as many of these drivers as I can, and you're gonna have to interview them.
I think that'd be smart for them, too, he's already trained.
We would prefer that.
They would prefer that, actually.
One thing we need to kinda look at too while we're discussing is, we're gonna put an RFP for a company. I mean, if, and I like this infant drivers, I mean, I like it. But if we do that, we gotta be careful, we don't undercut so much that we can't get anybody to answer an RFP.
Well, that's gonna be.
I think that's frightful.
What are you gonna do the next year, when you kinda make more, kinda make more, I mean.
If we see it's working the way I think it's gonna work, we could possibly go, you know, a whole hog, you know, get it all done.
Let's just do what.
So let's call the motion to vote, let's go 20, and if we vote now, we'll go up.
I'll call the question.
Call the question.
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yeah, this is for twins.
Yes.
Mrs. Lennon?
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
No.
Mr. Kestner?
No.
Mrs. Thurman?
No.
Mr. Renee?
Yes.
Chairman Highlander?
Yes. The ayes have it. And, well, let's make the notation that with Dr. David, we do plan to look at adding more next year, assuming it goes as positively as we think it's going to, we can add more next year.
And when will we discuss the number of routes we're gonna allow? We have to talk about this one in a moment.
I mean, don't we talk about it, cause don't you need another mile?
Well, I know we got 20 routes that are taking to Durham, I can do an RFP for that.
We need to know 4 years or 1 year, and how many attendants?
How many attendants?
Monitors.
Monitors on the bus.
For the RFP.
My recommendation is stick with 30 monitors, they can float to the buses. I think we need to do a 4-year RFP, and we'll get Scottsdale out of contract that helps us where we can get out of it if we need to.
So, when he mentioned the other night, that we could do, it was something that you could do 4 years, but then maybe something about you could do 7 or 9 years, but then you might, could be a 1 year considerable before, what, you remember that he was talking about? You guys said what options?
Well, yeah, I said essentially that the board can decide, first of all, the board should decide what it wants to do. We're gonna preserve latitude, and what we'll put into the RFP is, the board will entertain proposals looking at X, Y, and Z. The board reserves the right to enter into contracts of 1 to 4 years. So if what you want your administration to do is to solicit proposals with that kind of range, then I'll get with Dr. Day to be sure that that's in there.
But what I hear Lee saying is, his recommendation is specific, and I'm sure he has a reason for that.
I think 4 years, you get more than one person applying to it, if you only.
Wait a minute, let me ask a question here on this. If we're wanting to add more independent contractors, if we have a four-year, if we have a four-year RFP, does that inhibit our adding more contractors? You see what I'm saying?
We don't even have to use.
That's why we work the contract, right?
Okay, I just want to make that clear, because I do think that we're gonna be adding more the following year.
But also, like, to be clear, we don't have to use any of the responses that come in from this RFP. It's a request for proposal. We may not like any proposals that come in, therefore, we take another option, which is maybe an extension of our current contract, or we bring in, we go ahead and bring in more owner operators. It's just to see what we can get back. Is that correct?
So I have a question. With the RFP, are we still looking at the extension, or will Durham's gonna be putting in a new RFP?
I can't tell you if Durham will apply for the RFP. I don't know who will. We put it out and we wait for those to come in, so.
So, but I'm saying, is that the discussion of the extension, the 1 year we talked about before, is that still available to us?
We do not have to give them a, we don't have to have a discussion about it until March, so we can see what comes in from the RFP and then have a discussion if we don't like what comes in via the RFP.
Okay.
Okay.
So I move to do, to take that proposal.
Here a second for the 30 monitor proposal.
The monitor proposal with the 4-year RFP.
4-year RFP, 30 monitors.
Okay, so we're gonna have an out clause in this 4 years.
Yes. I second the motion.
Yeah, I second this.
I have a question. On RFP, we putting in the salary wage, I mean, all of that, we talked about before, $15 to $19, all the additional support, okay? Everything we talked about is going into the RFP.
And we do have on that an option to add independent contractors within that 4 years. Okay, long that has to be in there.
And
I would give a shot.
The hours thing, we talked about that briefly. You brought up about the amount of hours they were being, somebody did, about the amount of hours they did. Is it 29, is it 30, what is it? What is it, weekly, what is their part-time hours people are currently doing?
Usually about 5.5 to 6 hours is a typical route. Some will be more than that, some will be a little bit less. Everybody's getting 5.5 hours.
So 25 to 30 hours a week?
37.5 for full-time, I've been a while.
Is there a way to craft this document so that we get 2 years down the road and we're not having that we can run them off? We don't need you no more.
Current contract allows for that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So that would be the contract.
Same kind of contract. Worded we got now. Good question, though.
I do have a question before we go, because I think that it does make a difference in next steps with the RFPs. When are we going to decide if owner operators can own more than one route?
Are we getting a vote on that?
Are we voting on that after the RFP vote? No.
You just decided to give that to the administration.
I thought we were voting on letting lead to RFP.
We are. I'm sorry. I should
ask
the question right now.
Here's my issue, and I'm going to bring Jason in on this. Jason, I mean, this guy's next meeting is not until Thursday, February. When does someone operator even know if you can own more than one route?
Isn't that on the agenda? That's
about
owner operator.
Yeah, I mean,
it's possible. Yeah. So I would say vote on that now.
I may have misunderstood, but I was thinking you said there are 15 to 20 that would like to have an additional route or lead. Is that correct? So what I would suggest, and I'd like input from you, Jason, and the others, is that the current existing owner operators start out with one, and if it's not filled, then they can add an additional one. And if it's still not filled, they can add a butter. That's just a suggestion, but that way everyone has a chance. Well, we got something to vote
on. We got too much left on the table, so what's on the table is to vote on an RFP.
Voting on the 30 monitor 4-year RFP.
Yes.
Motion made, second. I'll call the question.
Mr. Gaines?
Aye.
Dowling.
Yes.
Mrs. Jones.
Yes.
Mrs. Lynn.
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Testerman.
Yes.
Mrs. Thurman.
Yes.
Mr. Wingate.
Yes.
Chairman Highland.
Yes.
Now.
Sorry.
If the routes aren't filled, my recommendation, the routes aren't filled, those 20 routes aren't filled by owner operators, I would recommend that you allow and go by seniority down the list, owner operators doing more than one route, up to three. So if we go all the way down the list and then back up to get more and more.
Move that we do that.
Second.
Second. Call them. Discussion, call the question. Call the question.
Any motion is, and who seconded?
Testerman.
David Testerman.
Okay, did everybody understand what we just said? We all said then.
Yes.
Everybody in the audience understand, all the bus drivers, you know?
Okay, let me make sure I did. So the 20 routes, if any of the 20 routes are not filled by owner operators, then you start at the top to offer that to them as an additional route for them. Okay, for the current owner operators.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Lynn?
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Mrs. Thurman?
Yes.
Mr. Wingate?
Yes.
Chairman Highland?
Yes.
Now we can talk about it.
Do we have any other business?
No.
Thank you, we are adjourned. Guys, try to pick the trash up so soon.